do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school boy. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so sweet. Alright, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so sweet.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Roy Moore says there is no threat to drinking water amid a 2,000-gallon oil spill in Baltimore Harbor. Mayor Brandon Scott reiterating that moments ago.
We can smell gas. Obviously, you can smell that gas. And we can see the oil on the water. But we know people are understandably concerned. But again, as you just heard, there is no impact to drinking water.
More than 100 people have been working to help contain the spill all night long. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen states from entering the U.S. He is also moving to ban international students enrolled at Harvard University from entering the country. And he's having his attorney general look into whether former President Biden's aides disguised any cognitive declines, he says, during his presidency. The bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s, who were killed on October 7th, have been recovered from Khan Yunis more than 2.5 years after the attacks. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An air quality alert has been extended until noon today for much of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources extended the alert for 39 counties due to continued smoke from Canadian wildfires. The smoke will make the air quality index level red. That means it's unhealthy for everyone. A Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate was convicted Wednesday in the death of his cellmate. A jury found 25-year-old Jackson Vogel guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as a hate crime. Vogel admitted killing Michael Laureano last August and said he choked Laureano over his race and sexual preference. And the Wisconsin Humane Society is looking for families to adopt foster dogs. The group is sheltering 400 dogs right now, and that's too many. 100 of the dogs are ready for adoption, and the Humane Society is offering a discounted adoption fee of $75 for all dogs over 6 months old. Find out more at wihumane.org.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 78 this afternoon. Clouds will increase just a little bit here by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunder shower. High tomorrow, 76. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
You have a chance to win Brewers tickets by texting in the word road, R-O-A-D. It is the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by realtor Trish Belter. Download the free Symphony app, look for 99.7 Max FM, tap the text option, send in the word road, R-O-A-D, for a chance to win Brewers tickets in this hour's giveaway in our statewide Text to Win contest, Text in Road. Here is Don Henley on Max FM.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house,
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:08 on your Thursday morning. This hour's keyword in our Scouting Summer Text to Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter is ROAD, R-O-A-D. Text that in before your 8 o'clock hour for a chance to win Brewers tickets. Again, this hour's keyword is ROAD, R-O-A-D. Here is All Notes on Max FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Time for our Scouty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is ROAD, R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets in this hour's giveaway in our statewide Text to Win contest. It is our Scouty Summer Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, this hour's keyword, ROAD, R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County giveaway. We want to hook you up with tickets today. Congratulations to Tara and Shannon, who've already won listening to 99.7 Max FM. Emily, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Dave. We're hanging in there, giving away prizes. I am so happy to hear names of people who have actually won already. Like, that's such a cool thing. Tara and Trish, I think you said, congratulations to both of you. We are so happy to be able to give away things to you folks. So please, please, please listen to us. And please, please text to win to the Civic Media app. It's so awesome that we get to give away money. This is a statewide contest. So you know what? There's a lot of people doing this right now. And if you're one of the winners, you are super lucky, and we love you. So go ahead and text in R-O-A-D, and I'm going to come up with some fun words for that word right now and make it an acronym. How about, maybe not
Tommy
so much.
Boy.
I need a little more coffee.
Tommy Boy, we're going
I got
down
nothing.
The road.
Railroads off our drivable, something like that.
R-O-A-D.
They're not roads, railroads aren't. So R-O-A-D, I'm probably confusing people. Just road.
text road.
It in. Civic Media app. Tap Max the mouse and you will be in. Bottom right corner is text. Scouty Summer folks, get yourself some Brewer tickets, club level. That is so cool. Brewer games are so fun. I have missed them. I haven't been to one, not this year, and I don't think I even made it to one last year. Boo!
Oh,
so
boy.
It's definitely, I know. So I want to go. So
yeah.
If I was y'all, I would go ahead and text to win in some Brewer tickets because that's super, super fun.
And again, you get a chance to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Or a door coding getaway. Just text in ROAD, R-O-A-D, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. Again, congratulations to Tara and Shannon, who already won listening to 99.7 Max FM. I do want to just take a moment and again say thank you to all of our listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you. As we talked about Tuesday, I sustained an injury and have very limited mobility right now at the moment. And we were very shocked to come home yesterday after some stuff, and found our lawn was mowed, and so that was so neat because I appreciated that more than what anyone can realize because I can't mow the lawn right now, and so
yeah, and Dave really likes his lawn to be ship-shaped, so whoever did that out there, what little beautiful helper and support person did that out there, thank you from me to you as well, because those kind of things... You know, mobility, feeling well, feeling, you know, full of energy, be able to focus your brain, all of those things. If you are taken down for one reason or another, you know, in health and in life, you don't realize the things that you are able to be able to do throughout your day that you cannot all of a sudden. And it's really hard to ask for help, and it's really hard to rely on other people.
It is.
It also is good to know that you can, though, and that accept that within your own heart that that is absolutely okay because people want to help, and they actually, it makes other people feel awesome to be able to help when someone else is down. So just keep that in your mind, Dave, because it's okay.
It is, and you know, it is okay to, you know, get that help, and I'm not one of those who typically ask for help because that's just not how we roll here, and so... We appreciate
that. But
it
is now.
I mean, it's one of those
I think we're learning lessons this week, us both.
We are.
So let's just do that. Yeah.
We are.
We're gonna be grateful and thankful and also slow our roll a little bit. We can actually schmoove through things now and not, like, super speed. Let's just try that because, you know, maybe it's important. And we'll just leave that at that because we are just having our times here and we are sharing our love with you guys on the radio. We want you to win things. We want you to take care of yourselves. And I think there is a nice little snippet here. If it's time to do this, I'd be happy to talk about this adult tummy time.
Well, this is kind of cool because I was laughing when I started reading this morning because, you know, with having limited mobility and we've had people keeping tabs on me 24/7 because can't really be alone right now. And so, you know, if you're a parent, you probably are familiar with the concept of tummy time. Or if you're a dog as well, laying babies on their stomachs while they're awake so they can strengthen their neck and shoulder muscles, improve their motor skills, Emily. But, you know, leave it up to this TikToker this morning.
I guess, oh, TikTokers, what can I say about you? You do bring education to some people. I just wish it could be, you know, just that, but it's not. If you're a TikToker, you may be familiar with the latest trend. Quote, adult tummy time, which is, well, the same as it is for babies, but for adults. So content creators say you should be on your stomach for 10 or more minutes every day, even if you're just watching TV, scrolling, or reading. Now, I'm gonna just put my own two words in there. Mm-hmm. Let's make the stretching time be a time that you're off a device as well.
Right.
It's just 10 minutes, folks. Like, I know this came from TikTok.
You can live without your device for 10 minutes.
Yes, it is.
You know?
But here's the deal, like, having raised children and babies and that tummy time was so important, and they liked it. Like, the babies really liked it because it changed their perspective, one, which is awesome, and it does that for us, too. Two, it stretches muscles that you don't really realize are not stretched. Like, it just gives your whole body a different perspective, and it helps your circulation, and it helps strengthen your back and stretch out. It's the only way you can be and stretch those actual muscles. And you don't even have to really, like, engage anything. You just have to lay there. It feels so good. Just lay there face down. Stretch your arms out. Stretch your legs out. And just take a minute. Breathe. Let your mind calm down. Next thing you know, you might fall asleep, and that's not the worst thing in the world. You get a little catnap in there.
It's not, because it helps counteract tech neck, which is the effects of the hours you spend hunched over computers, phones, and other devices. But they want you to be careful, though, because one video warns that if you tilt your head back too far during tummy time, you may be bending your neck and spine the same way you do when hunched over. So it's better to keep your neck straight, which is easier if you're reading than if you're trying to watch TV. Or you just, like you said, Emily, take that 10 minutes, device free during that 10 minutes, and, you know, just chill. I mean, if I could do tummy time right now, I would definitely try tummy time, but yeah, there'll be no tummy time for a little bit. But
there's some other things you might be able to do to start PTing yourself back into shape, but those are going to be for actual physical therapists and people know about that to tell you. I'm not sitting here trying to do that. I do have a nice little a hack for this, though. If you're feeling like that's too much to lift your head, you know, if you're not comfortable laying flat down, I'm gonna get all earthy here, but there's a pose, a yoga pose called Child's Pose, and it's a similar way to stretch your neck and back, and that, but you don't have to like curve your neck sideways like that. You actually go on your stomach, but you bend your legs, and then you put your arms forward. So you're kind of, kids lay like this all the time. You'll see little ones, especially toddlers, like you have your legs bent and you're laying on your tummy, but you can have your forehead to the ground rather than sideways to crack your neck there that way. So there's a couple of ways you can do this, but I really believe in this. And I, as far as people being on their phones too much, you know how I feel about that. Everybody is, myself included. I try to not be on my phone much unless it's work-related. So, but I'm not a big scroller, but I know people are, and I'm not here to, you know, judge that. I'm just saying take care of your body, though, if you do find that you are sitting up and you are hunched over because you're looking down at something in your lap, being your phone. Try this. Stretch it out on the floor on your belly, and you might be amazed at what a couple minutes can do. So, even though this came from TikTok, I'm all about it. I think it's great.
It is. So I love it. So a little bit of adult tummy time. But, you know, we want to also make you have a great morning. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, this hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D. Road. You know, from Tommy Boy.
Red.
Road. So it's road, though. R-O-A-D. Text in the word road before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win a pair of Brewers tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County giveaway. Again, text in road, R-O-A-D, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you guys a little teensy brief history of the Ringling Bros Bed and Breakfast, because it is the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. There is such cool details to learn there, which will even, you know, incite your interest more in winning that prize and entering this contest. So we will get there in a moment. More music in the morning with Dave and Emily.
The morning show is brought to you by Bearwood State Bank, banking better together. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, is our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is road, R-O-A-D. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock to win Brewers tickets this hour and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a chance to win a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County giveaway. You need to text in the word road, R-O-A-D, before 8 o'clock for your chance to win. We have Dennis Kluge in to talk about the veterans needing to be here for the parade coming up on June 14th. Here is my interview with Dennis. 99.7 Max FM, this is David Grant. I'm joined by Dennis Kluge in studio today. Dennis, how are you doing today, sir?
We're doing great here in Baraboo today.
Dennis, we thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be talking about the Great Circus Parade on Saturday, June 14th, and we need our veterans' help in this area. Dennis, what do we want to talk about today?
Well, primarily I want to speak to the veterans section of the parade, and that's been an annual section of the parade for a good many years now, and it's been one that's been growing along the way, and it's important that the word get out to all of our veterans. And when I say that, I'm not just speaking to you as a veteran. I'm talking to whether it be mom or dad of that veteran. I'm talking to the spouse of that veteran. I'm telling you, the children of a veteran, that you need to be talking to that loved one and you need to be encouraging them to come along and come on out on the veteran section of the parade here in Baraboo. The most part, this is their home community, whether they be Baraboo residents, whether they be Sauk County residents, or maybe even neighboring county residents. If you've got any ties in here to Baraboo, you know what a beautiful square we have. And you can imagine that parade that goes down our streets here on Saturday, June 14th. It's important that you get a hold of me personally so that I can get your veteran on the list. And I'll provide you my phone number. And that's 608-393-0643. You need to give me a call so that I can get your veteran or yourself on that list, because I have to provide you with either a position for walking, a position for riding, whether it be in a convertible or whether it be on one of the steam and gas shows, people hauler wagons. So I have enough seating for everyone. So it's important that you do give me a call. Our section, it meets up in the block on Broadway between 7th and 8th, and the parade kicks off at 11 o'clock sharp, so we ask that you be there and you be positioned on whatever that ride is or positioned where you're going to be walking in the parade, whichever. We ask that you be there no later than 10:30. Because things get a little rushed at the last few moments there, and I need to have you all organized at that point.
And we want to make sure everyone has your number again. You can call or text Dennis at 608-393-0643 if you'd like to participate in the parade. And it's going to be a big parade, and that's why we want to get the word out there now so Dennis has enough time to get a convertible lined up or a wagon lined up so people can ride in the parade route, or if they want to walk, if they feel comfortable as well. And our veterans are so important to us, and we want to have a large turnout for the parade on Saturday, June 14th. Dennis, is there anything else I'm missing or anything else you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, one thing when we talk about veterans, I also want our current active duty soldiers, the ladies also. We need both our veterans and our active duty personnel to come on out to this, because I can't hardly explain it to you folks what it's like to be in a convertible, come down Broadway and turn the corner into the 100 block of 4th in front of the theater. And when you turn the corner, you see an entire city block stand in your appreciation. I've had countless veterans after the program come up to me and say they broke in tears when they saw that. It's very emotional for these veterans. And I think when I talk about moms and dads and children and spouses, this is something you need to do for that veteran. You need to really do that. I've had countless wives up in their years with their husband, and they would come forward and say, I want my husband on there. He needs this experience. And I tell you, they do need this experience. So I encourage that you do that.
Yeah, and I definitely want to encourage all of our veterans to participate in this. My father was a Marine in the day, and if he would have had the opportunity to do this, he would definitely love to have had that opportunity to participate. And like you said, when you see all of those people standing there as you're coming through, it's just an amazing experience. I've been one of the people in the parade, watching the parade, standing, and just seeing so many people appreciating our veterans. This is something you don't want to miss out on. Dennis, thank you so much for being here. Again, if you'd like to participate in the parade on Saturday, June 14th, please call or text Dennis Kluge at 608-393-0643. This is Dave Grant and Dennis Kluge with Max FM. Thank you again for Dennis stopping in. Again, if you're a veteran and want to participate in the circus parade on June 14th, please get a hold of Dennis. We want to fill up all of those classic cars and make sure our veterans get the respect that they deserve. Also, as a reminder, is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text Contest. You need to text in the word ROAD, R-O-A-D, for a chance to win a pair of Brewers tickets. This contest is brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We want you to win this hour. Text in ROAD, R-O-A-D, for a chance to win Brewers tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County giveaway. Coming up, we are going to have a look at weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the Mira Fast soft shoes, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. MiraFast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of MiraLax, new MiraFast soft shoes work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Find MiraFast today at your local retailer. Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers are back home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win. Sometimes we're going to lose and just continue to, you know, be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. You know, I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Clouds will increase just a little bit here by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunder shower. High tomorrow, 76. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM or Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:36 on Thursday morning. It is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock for a chance to win Brewers tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast here in Baraboo or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win a pair of Brewers tickets. Here's Genesis on Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right. Found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is road, R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win Brewers tickets and our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword in our statewide Text to Win contest is road, R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win a pair of Brewers tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County giveaway. Getaway, Emily.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give a couple little fun details about the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in case folks of you don't know. Each guest room at the Ringling House offers a different glimpse into the life and experiences of the Ringling family and circus culture. So it's kind of neat. So if you don't know a lot about the Ringling family, again, there's each room is named specifically for some folks. Like, for instance, the Charles and Edith room is dedicated to Charles and Edith Ringling. They built the home in 1901. It started is a sitting room. Now it features a king-size canopy bed, fireplace, all kinds of beautiful things. There's an adjoining door for that one to the Sally and Richard room. Another room is the Ella and Fred room. There is sometimes some interesting like background here. Fred fell in love with the charming equestrian Ella, and per wishes of her father, he... So there's some just fun history. I encourage you to learn about it before staying there. Each room is lovely. It talks about some of the scandals of the Ringling family, the romances, and just some really fun history. So check that out. It is definitely part of why this giveaway is so exciting. We really want people to share in the love of Baraboo, but also share in the love of the Brewers and Door County. So go ahead, text to win. The word is road, R-O-A-D. Use the free civic media app, please, for a chance to win. And you will find out if you are a winner very soon. Today, you only have to do it on our show until 8 o'clock. So that gives you, you know, not great morning math, but somewhere in the 16
to get the word road in. So text in road, R-O-A-D, before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win those Brewer tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a Door County getaway or a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Scotty Summers statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. It is June 5th. We're going to go through our celebrity birthdays super quick because we have Ben Bromley waiting to get on as well. So we have Sophia Lowe, 35, Allison Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Amanda Crew, 39, Monica on HBO's Silicon Valley, Mike Fisher, 45, Carrie Underwood's hockey husband. So there you go. So finally, you know, we had one that was the other side of it. But, you know,
exactly. We don't always like talking about who's married to who because that doesn't really matter. They've got their own, like, superstardom thing that they've got going on. Liza Wilde is 48. Bonnie on How to Get Away with Murder.
Ooh.
Chuck Klosterman is 53. Author of Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. Don't know that one. Interesting name, though. Boy, does that make you pay attention just with that title. Big one here. Mark Wahlberg is 54 today, folks. Highest paid actor in 2017. Just a little moment. He earned $68 million that year. Marky Mark was the star of Daddy's Home 2, Transformers, All the Money in the World, and, of course, the Funky Bunch Jam, I Need Money. Brian McKnight is 56, R&B superstar, behind Back at One. Ron Livingston is 58. Let's see, Office Space, Swingers, enough said. Huge, huge music one here. Kenny G is 69. The G stands for Gorlick, not gorgeous like it should. Okay, I did not write that. That's all this person, but that made me laugh.
I don't see
so
that
I
on my
it.
Sheet, so I don't know what she's talking
it's
about.
It's totally on your sheet. Don't even try.
No, I don't see that at all. I just see that Kenny G is going to be turning 69, and so...
Oh, okay.
I'm not
he
sure
he does
where
have
that
some long, luxurious locks. We'll just put it that way. And when he plays the saxophone, the curls just go right with it. One that I do really like on here, though, as far as music, is Freddie Stone is 78. One of my favorite groups of all time. Sly and the Family Stone. That is the guitarist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Ugh, Sly is just so good. It's so chill. If you've never listened to Sly and the Family Stone, look it up. You can stream it, obviously. Play it on any device. I mean, I don't think we can play it on our show, but maybe
we can
Sunday.
On Saturday, though.
Saturday, excuse me.
The 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. So
Sly is
so good.
Tune
in for that. He'll celebrate that birthday. Also, it's Julie Hurley's birthday for a local birthday. Happy birthday, Julie, to you as well.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, it is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. This hour, we're giving away Brewers tickets. Text in ROAD, R-O-A-D, for your chance to win those and to be entered into our grand prize drawing. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 for some more shenanigans.
Shenanigans abound. Say hi to Ben.
I will. So, all right. Don't forget to text in ROAD, R-O-A-D, Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Text in ROAD in the next 14 minutes for your chance to win. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Ben Bromley's waiting to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. Ben, we have a full calendar, so we better get started.
We sure do, Dave. Thanks so much. It starts tonight with the much anticipated return of Concerts on the Square.
Woohoo!
7 p.m. on the courthouse lawn. The Community Concert Band will be the opening act. And, of course, these are going to take place every Thursday evening, 7 p.m., ideally right there on the courthouse lawn. But sometimes in the case of rain, they'll move over to the Al Ringling Theater.
But, yeah, tonight it's going to be perfect.
Sure is. I got another one, big one today. The Baraboo Community-Wide Garage Sales start today.
Oh, that's right.
So that's obviously various locations all around Baraboo. We do have a couple of lists, printed out lists at the chamber office. There's also a Facebook page that has a listing of all the participating locations. That's going to take place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're doing 4 days this year.
Wow. So again, Baraboo Community Garage Sale starting today. And that's just today. Let's take a look at all the stuff going on Friday, Ben.
Sounds good. We've got some live music for you, as always. Bob McNerlin and or Todd Madlin will be performing at Zeman's Old Highway House, 5:30 to 8:30. Balanced Rock's got some live music as well Friday night. A couple of local favorites, Caleb Woods and Ron Granberg. They'll perform at Balanced Rock from 6 until 8:30 Friday night. We've also got an Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Dave. The Crazy Babies.
That's going to be great.
The Crazy Babies will perform Friday, 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater.
Such a great venue. And, you know, if you've not had a chance to get up to Legacy, go check out the Crazy Babies tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. And
now,
Ben,
Dave, you and I are going to have, like, we're going to have major favorites pretty much every weekend for the next 3 months. And another big one, in addition to Concerts on the Square coming up, is Saturday morning, the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.
That's going to be a great event. And that's a 34th annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast at the Nolden Farm in Rock Springs. You've heard us talking about it. Get on over there, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Exactly right. You've got all the details down. And, of course, we already talked about the community-wide garage sale still going on. There's the farmer's market downtown Saturday morning. But we've also got some more live music Saturday afternoon. Shondell Marks, another local favorite. She'll perform at Balanced Rock Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6:30. And this one I want to give a little special attention to. They're doing a new event at Fairfield Hills Golf Course. It's called Family Golf Fun Night. They're going to do this 1 day a month throughout the summer. And the idea is this is an affordable opportunity for families and kids who maybe aren't hardcore golfers just to try out the game. So that's going to take place for the first time. The June installment is going to be Saturday out at Fairfield Hills. I believe this starts at 5.
I think that sounds right. And it's going to be a great event.
And it's only $5.
$5, family friendly, so go out and check that out at Fairfield
For those
Hills.
Of us who are not expert golfers and would like to embarrass ourselves a little less, this might be a place to start.
I think it's a great place to start. And we have, looks like, some music continuing on Saturday night as well, and a haunted walk in downtown Baraboo.
We've got all kinds of good stuff. So Bronco Billy's has got some live music coming up Saturday night. They're going to have John Gay performing from 6 until 9. And of course, if people haven't seen the new and improved Bronco Billy's, it is spectacular, the expansion and upgrade they've made out there. And then one of our newer members, the Dell's Bar and Music and Events, they're going to have some live music Saturday night as well. Not just a hop, skip, and a jump from Bronco Billy's. They're up at the what used to be the old Opry House there. The John Massino Band is going to perform Saturday night. Doors open at 6, live music at 7.
So some great music on Saturday and Saturday night. And again, the Baraboo Community-wide garage sales continue on Sunday. I mean, that's there's things going on all weekend long. And it looks like we have Wonderlust at Balance Rock Winery on Sunday afternoon as well.
Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4:30. Now, Dave, we got through the weekend events, but I wanted to point out one thing that you might find of interest tonight. Now, I know we're all probably going to be busy at Concert on the Square, but I thought Dave Grant, even in your current injured condition,
yep,
might want to check out the Adult Just Dance Night Thursday night at the library. It starts at 6. You could get that in before you go over to the concert. I'm thinking you are a killer at Just Dance.
That looks a lot of fun. Might have to consider that. We'll see. If they can maybe do a one-arm dance, we'll see what happens. Ben, thank you so much for being here. We always look forward to having you here every week. And we just want to remind everyone, next weekend is the big weekend, Ben.
We have to talk about it. Thank you very much. A week from Saturday, Big Top Parade. It'll step off at 11 a.m. in downtown Baraboo. We've got 80 entries lined up, ready to go. Marching bands, community floats, of course, clowns galore, and the cast of Circus World. So join us in the streets of downtown Baraboo a week from Saturday, 11 a.m. And then after the parade, head to Circus World. They're going to have two afternoon shows that day.
And the parade will be televised on Baraboo Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43. Thank you to Baraboo State Bank and Culver's for that. And we'll be broadcasting it live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, starting around 10:15 on Saturday, June 14th, with some new co-host of that parade this year.
Ooh, sounds exciting. And Dave, yeah, we appreciate you bringing the parade to the folks who can't make it in person.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So, again, that's next Saturday. We'll keep reminding you about that next week. Ben, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you next Thursday.
Same here. Thank you much, Dave.
You bet. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. You have 5 minutes left to text in our keyword from our Scawning Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Tris Belter. This hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D. You need to text that in the next 5 minutes for your chance to win Brewers tickets. Again, this hour's keyword, road. R-O-A-D. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning to win those Brewers tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a chance to win a Door County getaway or a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast right here in Baraboo. Again, this hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. Literally have 4 minutes to text in this hour's keyword, R-O-A-D, for a chance to win Brewers tickets. Taylor Dane on Max FM.
Yeah!
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another seven countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed five more people, including Ukraine says a one-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A self-deportation order on a Milwaukee Public Schools teacher's aide is on hold. Yesenia Ruano had been making arrangements to fly to El Salvador Tuesday night with her two daughters. She can now remain in the U.S. while awaiting a decision on an appeal to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Bipartisan legislation introduced at the Capitol would support Wisconsin's smaller police agencies. The bill would create a pilot program providing grants to small law enforcement agencies. The grants would cover labor costs and unreimbursed training costs tied to sending officers to the academy and 6 months of on-the-job training. And take advantage of a state park during free